Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Deborah Grawk. 8 seats remain undecided after this year's federal election. They are Bradfield in New South Wales, Cooyong, Colwall, Monash and Flinders in Victoria, Bean in the ACT and Ryan and Longman in Queensland. Counting in these seats has turned to postal and absentee votes to determine each winner with narrow margins. Demoted Cabinet Minister Ed Husic has criticised the Labor Party leadership as the frontbench of the re-elected government is finalised. Mr Husic has told SBS World News his stance on Gaza has contributed to his departure. Mr Husic has also blamed Deputy Prime Minister Richard Marles for fuelling competition between different factions within Labor.
Clearly I have a disagreement about the way he conducted himself. I don't think someone in the leadership group should then get involved in factional negotiations that effectively are like using a factional club to reshape the ministry. I also think he didn't demonstrate leadership in that. You know, you've got to be able to manage merit, moderate ambition, and be able to do what's right for the good of the wider collective. And I just don't think he met that test.
China has confirmed it has reached a consensus on trade with the United States following a meeting in Switzerland. Chinese Vice Premier He Lefeng says both sides will finalise details and issue a joint statement today. The statement could mark the cooling of a trade war that began after US President Donald Trump launched sweeping tariffs on April 2, throwing the global trade landscape into chaos. But Mr. Lefeng has repeated assertions China does not want to engage in such tensions with the US.
The two sides held in-depth exchanges on trade and economic issues of their respective concerns. The atmosphere of the meeting was candid, in-depth and constructive. The meeting achieved substantial progress and reached an important consensus.
Pope Leo XIV has held his first public mass since he was elected. Pope Leo has referred to the war in Ukraine and the conflict between Pakistan and India in his inaugural message. He's told followers he's also deeply saddened by the situation in Gaza.
The immense tragedy of the Second World War ended 80 years ago, on May the 8th, after causing 60 million victims. In today's dramatic scenario of a Third World War being fought piecemeal, as Pope Francis has repeatedly stated, I too appeal to the great ones of the world, repeating the ever-relevant plea, no more war.
Mai più la guerra.
The Eurovision Song Contest has begun in Basel, Switzerland. 37 nations will compete for the annual prize. Australia is being represented by musician Gojo, who will sing his hit Milkshake Man and is renowned for being able to play guitar while riding a unicycle. Meanwhile, there have been calls for Israel to be banned from this year's competition. Lex Brauchy is among dozens of protesters who have gathered in the Swiss city to call for the expulsion.
For me, I think it's unfair that a country like Israel can be here and can participate in this contest while they are killing 1,000 people.
Police have allegedly found more than 1,000 bricks of cocaine in a raid on a boat off the New South Wales mid-north coast. Detectives say the raid followed a tip-off that a 13-metre-long boat had been paid for with $500,000 in cash. Five men have now been charged after the raid. New South Wales Police State Crime Commander Jason Weinstein says the operation has dismantled a sophisticated drug trafficking plot.
So it's a massive, this will be a massive hit to organised crime. Someone today is out of pocket significant amounts of money.
Some Australian cricket players are seriously considering skipping the end of the Indian Premier League if the lucrative tournament does resume this month. Players from both the IPL and Pakistan Super League have begun flying home after the border conflict between India and Pakistan prompted postponement of the leagues. Delhi Capital's fast bowler Mitchell Starc is among them, touching down at Sydney Airport on Sunday. But it's believed at least some Australian coaching staff have remained behind while officials determine what to do with the rest of the season. I'm Deborah Grawke. This is SBS News in Easy English.